Hello. Hi. How are you? As I'm sure you can tell by the rustling of cloth, I'm in bed. So, recent developments. Let's see. I've listened to your voice note. Obviously. I fucked myself to it. Obviously. I didn't come to it. Obviously. Because you told me not to. But unfortunately for you, you didn't tell me to record it. Did you? So I didn't. No frustration for you. Or, I suppose, no hearing the sounds of my frustration. Oh, but I had a very nice time. A very, very nice time. I like edging. I like denial. I like it all. This isn't a punishment for me. And this is just me. Having a nice time. But actually, that scenario described was so beautiful that it got me thinking. And, you know, we fell into you being in charge so easily because, I won't lie. Doing what I'm told is what comes most naturally to me. But sometimes, on a very rare occasion, I like being in charge. And I already know that you're a switch. We've spoken about this. It's just that I naturally fall into being the goddess girl in all the land. Which is what has led to, you being the dom and me being the sub. You being the top and me being the bottom. Whatever you want to call it. We fell into that quite naturally, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the banter. I enjoy the teasing. I enjoy very much doing what you tell me to do. But anyway, my point is that you described tying me up, as you described refusing to touch me and stroking your cock until you came all over me. I liked the sound of that very much. But actually, the idea that's put in my head is of me tying you up. And I mean, you have edged me and denied and ruined me and overstimulated me so much and so often that really, it's only fair that you return the favor. Right? So, I think, yes, I think I want you tied to your bed, naked. I think I wouldn't be so cruel as to not touch you. Because, where's the fun in that for me? I think what I want to do is kiss down your whole body. All the way down from your neck to your toes, ignoring your cock for now. I think what I want is to get you needy for me. Because I fucking love how you sound when you're needy. You always sound so good, but when you get a little desperate, when there's that little bit of desperation in your voice, it drives me insane. So, yeah, I think I want to kiss down your whole body. And I think I want to hear you beg for me. I want to see if you would be as good a boy for me as I am a girl for you. And you can still call me princess. Because after all, my wish is your command. And the entire reason you're in charge is because I let you be. But I think I'd like to give you a taste of the other side. I think I'd kiss down your whole body, ignoring your cock, until you were aching for me to touch you. And then I think I'd sit between your legs on my knees and just rest my hands on your thighs. Just lightly, so lightly, you weren't even sure they were there. I'd just softly, so very, very gently trace my nails down your skin just to give you a little bit of feeling. Just a little something. So softly that I can feel the goosebumps rise on your skin. That I can see you start to shiver. And then, well, then, if you wanted me to touch you more, I'd make you beg. Mm-hmm. I think the sound of your voice saying, please, princess, please touch me, is something I want to hear. While you beg, I think. You know how much I like your thighs? I fucking love your thighs. Yeah, I'm forever thinking of my hands on them and my mouth on them, straddling them. So I think what I do, as you begged for me, is that I'd straddle just one of your thighs. And while you begged and made such pretty, pretty sounds for me, I'd grind against you, because we both know I'd be wet. I'd be so turned on. I'd be so turned on from hearing you beg for me. So I'd just start grinding softly and slowly against your thigh. You could feel how wet I am. I want you to feel how wet I am. And I could watch how hard you are while you tell me how much you wish I was grinding against your cock and not your thigh. And I'd put my hand just gently on your hips. And I'd watch your cock as I grind against your thigh, getting myself closer and closer and closer to orgasm. Then I'd slip my hand between my legs and play with my clit. And speed up. And speed up until I make myself come. And... You don't get to. You don't get to. You don't get anything except what I give you. You're just my... You're my fuck toy today. I've been your fuck toy, your property, your whore, your slut, and I like it. But today, you're my... fuck toy. And I'll play with you. If I want to. However I want to. I think after I make myself come. I'll give you my fingers to taste. So you can taste exactly what you were missing out on. I want you to suck my fingers clean, baby. Like a good boy. And then I'll just leave you there. And when the mood strikes, when the moment strikes, I'll come over and play with you. Because you're my toy. And I'll play with you when I want to. I'll come and pepper kisses up your thigh and around your stomach. And just lightly, lightly rest my hand right beside your cock, but never touching. And all the while, I'd have you begging for me, begging me to please touch you with my hand, or my mouth, or my cunt. Just anyway, please. But touch you. And I won't. Because I know you wouldn't touch me. Or maybe I will. Maybe it's worse if I touch you. Maybe I'll get some lube squirted in my hand and stroke slowly, so very slowly, up and down your cock. So softly. Not enough to make you come. Never enough to make you come. Just enough to make you ache. And while I do that, I'll tell you how you could be fucking me. Fucking my face. Or fucking my cunt. Or fucking my ass. But you can't, because you're tied up, and you're my toy, and that's not what I want to use you for. So I'll just lightly, so lightly, so softly, so gently stroke. Because all I want to do is make you suffer. Because I want you to suffer today. Then I'll leave you again. Leave you for a while, and you continue to beg and plead and rage and tell me all the things you're gonna do when I let you out of the restraints. If I let you out of the restraints. And I won't. And then, when the mood strikes me, I'll get back between your legs and take your cock in my mouth. I'll look up at you as I suck your cock slowly. And then worship your cock because I want to. And look at you while I play with your balls because I want to. And I'll still never give you enough to make you come because I don't want to. I want you to be a hard, aching, leaking mess. I want you leaking so much pre-cum. And I'll lick it all up. But you don't get to come. You just get to watch as my mouth slides up and down your cock as my eyes meet yours and you shout at me in frustration. And I'll just do whatever I want to you because you're mine. All mine. Aren't you, baby? You're all mine. My fuck toy, my plaything. That cock is mine. Your mouth is mine. Your hands are mine. You're mine to do whatever I want to. And eventually, I'd be so turned on that I'd have to fuck you. And I would. I'd climb on top of you, giving you a perfect view of your cock sliding in and out of my cunt. I'd be so wet. I'd be so wet for you. Baby, I'd be so fucking wet. But I'd also be in charge. And I'd put my hands on your chest, and I'd be in control. And I'd move my hips so slowly. Never enough to make you come. Just enough to torture you. Because that's what I want to do. I want to torture you. Oh, and I'll tell you how much I want you to come inside me. How much I wish I could let you come inside me. But you can't, because you don't get to come today. I grind on my cock, and I'd move my hands down to your hips and slip one hand down to my clit. And I'd grind against you and I'd clench around you and let you feel how good it feels when I come around your cock. But I still wouldn't let you come. Because I don't want you to. Not today. Yeah. And then after I came on your cock, I'd stay on top of you. And then I'd just kiss you. Because I can't wait to kiss you. I know that I'm gonna love kissing you. I just kiss you. And lay my head on your chest and keep you spread-eagled, naked, hard, and aching. And rest my head on your chest and just let my hands roam wherever they want. And if they roam back down to your cock and stroke some more, that's fine. Because I want you to suffer for me. Yeah, I want you to suffer for me, baby. Don't you want to suffer for me? And I won't care how much you beg, because I know you wouldn't care how much I begged. So I'll let you beg. I'll let you whimper and I'll let you plead. I'll let you make all those pretty, pretty sounds for me. And then I think I'd drift off, wrapped around you. Drift off in your arms while you were naked and aching. Needy for me. Yeah. I think that's what I want. Anyway, I am procrastinating calling you so that I can record this. And what's great is I'm going to call you as soon as I'm finished recording. So you're not even going to get to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And hey, if the tables turn and you take all your frustrations out on me, I still win either way. When that's what I want. Right? And we'll talk about this when I call you. But, yeah. I think I'm on board with you coming over. We've been chatting shit for so long, and you know, you've become a really good friend. And I spent hours thinking about your cock. So I'm definitely on board with you coming over and seeing what happens. And like you said, if all we do is hang out and watch stupid movies, and I bring you to some bars, if all we do is that for weekends, that's still a fun weekend. But I do think there's a lot more fun we could have. And we'll see what happens. Okay, I gotta go because I'm coming up on this 30-minute limit that you told me about. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna send this to you. And then I'm immediately going to ring you so you can't listen to it. Okay. See you in a second. Also, please note the lack of an apology throughout this voice note, and note the fact that I'm probably going to spend our call apologizing is null and void. Bye.